Welcome to the Essential Shift Podcast. My name is Laetitia Andrac. If you're a mission-driven entrepreneur looking to grow your soul-aligned business by blending strategy, practical tips, and spiritual wisdom, you're in the right place. Enjoy these conversations about the art of mastering essential shifts in all areas of business and life. Open your heart and mind to all the possibilities that are waiting for you. Hello, welcome to a new episode of the Essential Shift Podcast. Today, I am welcoming Alicia, who is the founder and CEO of Mahalo Eco Blinds. And she is sharing in that podcast interview how she used intuition to create an innovative solution that is sustainable. It is all about blackout blinds. She used to be a naturopath, and she knew that the toxic smell that comes from the usual blackout blinds were not good for her baby's health. And she connected deeply with her intuition through meditation, and she had the idea of using compostable material for blinds. She will share the whole story and the beautiful synchronicities that came across. She's one of the members of my circle membership. She's truly beautiful as a human being. And we shared a room at a retreat when I was one of the facilitators, and that's how we met. And we shared our own stories together during that retreat about how intuition gifted us so many things in our life. You're going to be so inspired with this conversation. Lish is a human that speaks her truth, so I hope you're going to enjoy it. If you feel like it, I would love for you to spend a moment to follow this podcast, rate it, share a review, and share it with a friend so that we can reach more ears with our stories on this podcast. Hello, everyone. Hello, Lish. Thank you so much for being on the Essential Shift Podcast.
Hi, Laetitia. Thank you so much for having me.
I can't wait for the listeners to get to know you, to know your business and all the things that you've created following your own intuition and doing things in a different way. But before we get into that conversation, I would love to give you an opportunity to introduce yourself as a human being for our listeners to know where you're from and what you are made of, like what is your star sign, moon sign, whatever you feel called to share with us.
Great. Yeah. So I'm Lish and I am a mum of two gorgeous little kids, Marley and Harlow. They're now 8 and 6. Which feels crazy to say. And I am, like you, an Aquarius because we share a birthday, which is really cool. I don't think I've met anyone else with my birthday. And I honestly don't know too much about human design, but my best mate's right into it. And apparently I'm a 1-3 generator. Mm-hmm. So you probably have an idea about that. Yeah, same as you. Oh, wow. Oh, that's awesome. So I was a naturopath before I had kids, and ultimately that strangely has led me into the business that I'm in now, which is hard to connect the dots looking forward, but yeah, looking backwards, yeah.
It makes sense. So do you want to share with our listener how this business idea came to you? Because I will always remember this walk. So Lish and I, we shared a room in Noosa at a retreat that I was coming, facilitating workshop and as a guest speaker and so on. And Lish and I were put in the same room. And in the morning, we went for a walk and she shared with me her origin story for her business. And I was just like, oh my gosh, this is intuition on steroids. So do you want to share for anyone who's listening to this how the business came to fruition and what's the business and all of those kind of things, because I find it so inspiring.
Yeah, sure. So it is actually like a long story, as in it happened over quite a long period of time, maybe 2 to 3 years. So obviously I had children, I had two kids under two, and being a naturopath, I knew all about, environmental toxins and what we're putting in our bodies. And so I had gone out and bought all the organic furniture. They had tea tree, bassinet, mattresses and organic bamboo foam mattress, organic wool rugs in their room. So it got to the point where they needed a fully blacked out room. They were just too distracted. And I didn't really have much help. I'm away from family. My husband worked a lot, and so I needed sleep. And so I was told blackout blinds was the thing to do. So I bought these blackout blinds, opened the packet, and the smell, this toxic smell, just hit me in the face. Now, anyone who's tried blackout blinds probably know the ones I'm talking about with the suction caps. Not only that, I'd be feeding my son to sleep, and then the blinds would fall off the window, and then his eyes would be like bing and be wide awake. So,
And
long story short,
my experience with those, if you allow me to drop in, because I tried them, was the mold it was collecting also on
Also
the
the mold,
blinds.
yes, and I have created content around that as well because if you leave them on, you get this buildup of condensation and. And then, so I ended up taping them to the outside of the house. And then they didn't get this beautiful sunlight in their room to play, during the day. And I came up with the idea of using an adhesive, like hook and loop around the window frame so I could rip them on and off. And there was no light coming in. And that was that. And one day when I was fiddling with them and they were driving me crazy, it just hit me. I must have been in alignment this day because it just hit me that this was what I was meant to do. And I don't think I told you this part, Leticia, I'm not sure, but it was like I knew this was what I was meant to do. And as though it had already happened, that's how much I knew. It wasn't hope, it wasn't faith or believing, it was a knowing. And I just remember jumping around going, this is what I'm meant to do. This is what I'm meant to do. And I was saying, thank you, thank you, thank you. Because I didn't want to go back to work as a naturopath. I loved having the knowledge, but I hated the job. And I never wanted to work for anyone else again either. So I was really excited to have this idea. And I worked on it for the next couple of years, to be honest. So I got samples. There was nothing that was eco-friendly, non-toxic, that was blackout. There was just no such material. And so I had been meditating every day. And this one particular day, I sat down with the intention and I asked the question, what fabric am I meant to use? Just tell me what fabric.
Gosh, I have
And
chills
so,
because I know what you're going to say.
And so I still remember I was 18 minutes into this guided meditation, and it's when they stopped talking. So it was just music, it was just me. And I must have kind of drifted off. I wasn't thinking about the question at all. I wasn't trying to make anything happen. And then this thought was put in my head. I didn't think it. It was given to me, and that's the best way I can explain it. And the question said, what if it's not a fabric? And it was like a rhetorical question because I knew the answer in that moment. And I sprung out of my meditation and I knew that it was this compostable material. And I had a mailer bag in the drawer next to me from an order I had placed. And I thought, oh, if I ever have a business, I'll use these compostable mailer bags. And I grabbed it out of the drawer and put it up on the window with the sun shining in, and it was completely blackout. And I thought, this is it. This is what I'm meant to use, this compostable material. And so I actually ended up taping it to our north-facing window for the next 18 months. This is how long all this took. And by the time we actually got to production, they warned me against using it because it would degrade. And I said, well, actually, no, I've had it on my window in the full sun on the Gold Coast for 18 months and it hasn't started to degrade because it's not photodegradable. It has to be in the right, composting environment. So, like I said, that Steve Jobs quote where you can't connect the dots looking forward, but you can connect them looking back. It's like, I'm so glad I put that on the window 18 months before, because otherwise I would have taken their word for it, and said, oh, okay, we can't use that. Yeah, so that's really how it started.
It's incredible. And I love that story. And I will always remember that walk when you told me that, because those moments where and I was sharing with you how I knew about my book and how I knew what I needed to write, even though I had so many challenges along the way, rejection from publisher because it doesn't fit one category and so on. You just know, and nothing can take you off that path. And that's pure intuition. You're so grounded. You have such this sense of knowing and and the peace. And I will, cherish this conversation for such a long time, because this is for me the embodiment of something that don't make sense. Like, why are you using compostable postal bag to put on your window for blackout? But then what you did around that, it's like you have beautiful design and all of that. So can you share with us a bit more about what it is now and what has been the journey? So how long have you been in business now for, and what has been the journey of creating this unique business? It's the only blackouts. Speaking about innovation, everyone, how I love innovation. This is innovation on steroid. So how is it, how is that going? What is share with everyone like the name of the business and so on, and then we'll go through the challenges and all that, but share with us a bit where you're at now.
The business is called Mahalo Eco Blinds, and I got that name because my kids Marley and Harlow put together Mahalo. And my son complains that his sister's name is fully in the business name, but not his, which is cute. But yeah, so it was from the beginning, I wrote, like, I had a vision journal for the business, and I always wanted to make them colorful and collaborate with designers and things like that. And I actually had a specific artist that I put in the vision book, and I always thought, oh, she's too big of an artist for me, like she'll be too expensive or won't want to work with me. And I actually contacted her at the end of last year, and we are doing a collaboration this year, which is really exciting. So I'm going to have her artwork in the next round of production. We're doing a collaboration with a local Indigenous artist at the moment, and that's just gone to print this week, which is super exciting. I think they're going to be really popular. So it's kind of like adding, a piece of artwork to your window, really. And, it's kind of funny because obviously when the blinds are up, it's black, it's completely blacked out, you can't see them. But a lot of mums, we're so busy, we often leave them half up and then whip them up again for nap times, and they're just so quick and easy. That was my main concern, was making them quick and easy for mums and also non-toxic for our babies.
So good. And how long ago was the business created now?
So I actually just got a Facebook memory which told me 2 years today we launched. So it's our second birthday today.
Wow, that is insane. Oh my gosh, look at the synchronicity. I absolutely love that. So that's, a product-based business that is truly aligned with your own value and all of that. So now, for anyone who's listening to that, is like, oh my gosh, I had these crazy ideas 18 months ago, 2 years ago, 3 years ago, and I didn't follow through because, I was scared of this and this and that. Like, how did you navigate the self-doubt? How did you navigate what we call the self-sabotage? Or how did you navigate all the fears and just went with it?
Well, I have another funny story about that, actually. So there has been a lot of self-doubt, and I'll be honest, I personally have been a very self-conscious, doubting person my whole life, and I have done so much work around that to create and grow this business. But there was a moment before I started the business, like launched it, that I was driving around in my car, and I prayed and I said, okay, God, give me a sign that I'm actually meant to do this. I know I was given the idea, but you still, when you're out of alignment, you start to get doubtful again and you forget about the things that happened when you were in alignment. And so I prayed, give me a very specific sign. I don't want anything wishy-washy where I'm thinking, oh, is that sign for me? I'll keep looking for something else. Give me an in-my-face sign. So I said, thank you, thank you, thank you, amen. Pulled over, walked across the road, and there was a real estate agent with an A-frame sign out the front. And all the sign said was, if you're waiting for a sign, this is it. And I'll show you, Leticia, that's I just found because I took a picture of it to remind me, in those moments of doubt that this is meant to be, this is what I'm meant to do. And it is tough. It's really tough not to stress and worry and get to burn out. Some great advice I've been given, which is super simple, is to get outside in nature, ground to the earth, and name three things that you can hear, three things you can see, and three things you can feel. And it just brings you back into that present moment because otherwise, you could be going on a nature walk and you're stressing about production, you're stressing about business finances, but ultimately that's not happening right there in that moment. So you're just creating this stress around something that's not even happening in that time. So I think, yeah, grounding and being present is my main go-to to help with any stress, doubt, worries, that sort of thing.
Yes, and I'm so in with you. Like for me, simple micro moments like this to really reconnect me with bigger than me, Mother Nature and
Yes.
the beautiful things that are around me, feeling the season. And that's why we all walk barefoot in my family. Maybe it's more common where you live. And when we're living in Bondi, it was very common to all be barefoot. But where we live now, it's more suburbia, posh. And so we are the only one walking barefoot in our family. And so
I
the
love
neighbors look at
that.
us. It's like, what? Barefoot walking
Yes.
around the dog and so on. And it's actually so beneficial because you feel the season shifting underneath the sole of your feet. And it's very simple. You feel the bindies when it's bindy season. It's just
Yeah,
a
you do,
pure
yes.
connection. It's like so annoying. But you really feel that. So I love this simple yet super powerful advice that you've given to everyone here with stressing out. And we all have those moments in business where we are facing a situation where, like, I have planned for all of this to happen and go well, but actually, it's not happening yet. And this is where the faith comes in and the trust and that you've put everything. So, we love to share on this podcast also anything that didn't go as well. So, in my book, I call this the light bulb moment. Sherry will come on the podcast very soon, calls it the fucked up moments. I prefer to say light bulb. But what have been those moments, and how did you
Oh.
connect it back to your vision, to your intuition, to your knowing of this business, Mahalo Eco Blinds, is going to be a blast because it's a blast. It's amazing. So any light bulb moments that you'd like to share with anyone?
I guess a lot has gone wrong, to be honest. There's been a lot, and production was very difficult. I had a sourcing agent in Australia, thinking that that would be a lot easier to then liaise with my Chinese manufacturers. Unfortunately, the communication wasn't there even with them. So instead of production, from hiring the sourcing company to production, it was supposed to be 6 weeks. I think it was about 18 months before I got my product. And so that was extremely stressful. I put a lot of money into it, and then waiting for that return on your investment. And to be honest, the first round of production wasn't exactly what I expected. But to be honest, since then, I've, asked my customers a lot, and they really don't mind what the designs are, what they look like. They just love the functionality and that they're non-toxic and they're easy to use. So I guess the designs are just an added bonus, but that was something that I was very particular about. So with this next round of production, I can then go, okay, I can relax with that a little bit. And just know that people are after a good quality product that actually works. I've had a warehouse go into liquidation in the US and were holding my stock and wouldn't give me my stock, which was pretty scary. Took me a few months to actually contact anyone and get my stock out of there into a new warehouse. But looking back, that was such a blessing because this new warehouse is amazing and they're probably a quarter of the price. So again, connecting the dots backwards, that was an absolute blessing. I could go on. There's probably more
Yeah, but
things, but
that's good.
yeah, it's like, you have to trust in something, whether it's your gut, God, the universe, and you just, if you don't feel that knowing in a moment, you have to then just go with your gut, your intuition, and just trust that it'll all work out. Because I feel like what I'm doing now with the next round of production financially probably doesn't make any sense. And I am freaking out about it a little bit, to be honest. But to me, there's no other option than just trusting my gut and going forward with it.
Yes. And I love what you shared about this because actually, when we trust our gut, when we trust our intuition, and you're quoting Steve Jobs, which we will link this beautiful video of the Stanford that he is delivering when he talks
Yes.
about connecting the dot backwards. But it's really that it's like you don't know the time. You don't know at what point it's going to work out. The calligraphy courses that he was taking then gave this edge to Mac of delivering those beautiful fonts and things like that, which
Once,
make
yep.
it something that we loved for a long time. So I think there is like this trust also in the time frame, from the trust of when you put this piece of compostable mail thingy on your window, and then when they told you, which is a test from the universe, being like, it's compostable, as long, you're like, no, I've tested it for 18 months. Why would you do
Yes.
that? It's just
Yeah.
not making
Yeah.
sense. And this is what's
Yeah.
beautiful when we weave together this kind of knowing and intuition, and then the strategy and the knowledge and the business behind it. This is where really like the beauty and the edge happen, right? You wanted to say something, sorry.
No,
Yeah.
I think that was it. Yeah.
Really, this kind of knowing, and you embody that so well. So, what are the rituals or the things that nourish you? How do you run your business, and at the same time, you're a mom and all of that? Like, how do you like really shift from those different roles and so on? And I know because you're part of the circle, how you're connected to your spiritual practices and all that. But what is really giving, how do you give yourself back some time and some nurturing?
Yeah, so I won't lie, it's been quite difficult
Yeah.
in that I also feel guilty still giving myself the time. So my husband will go off to work before school drop off. And then after I drop the kids, I might go to the gym and I think he's at work and I'm going to the gym. He had to get up at 5 o'clock to go to the gym. It's hard to get my head around still that I need to do those things for myself to be a good business owner, to be a good mom. I still need to do those things for myself. And that's when I can do it. I can't do it before school. I've got the kids. I can't do it after, So it's fitting those things in that you feel you need to make yourself the best version of yourself. And for me, that is exercise. And so we walk to school most days, which is lovely. I love that. And I wish, maybe we could start walking barefoot as well, put their shoes on when they get to school. Yeah, so then if I'll usually come home and I'll get stuck into any sort of social media things I need to do, email marketing, checking emails, and then I'll go to the gym, come home, and then I'll work again for another couple of hours, and then it's time to get the kids. And I actually often feel inspired to work when the kids are home. And that's something that I'm working on. And even my husband said, you need better boundaries because the kids will be, wanting to play with me. And I'll be like, hang on, I just want to get this done. But I don't want that. The whole reason of me wanting to be a business owner previously was because I want to be there, fully for my kids. I don't want to have to, pick them up late from school if I'm working for someone else, or, can't be at certain things or give them my full attention. So that's something I'm actually working on, is putting away the laptop and mobile. And when we get home from school, for that next hour, I'll sit down with the kids and we'll play battleships or do a puzzle together or play guess who. We're having that quality time together, and I'm actually seeing a big difference in them when they get that quality time from me.
And I love that you're so real, Lish. I love that because on this podcast, we're not about like selling the dream and being like, it's all roses and rainbow, be a unicorn entrepreneur, make $1 billion in 5 minutes. No. And that's so real. Like the guilt that we feel when we look after ourselves is really ingrained. So I don't feel that guilt anymore. As I told you
Right.
before this, I went for lunch and all of those kind of things. But actually, the boundaries one is such an important one. And I am always testing, those boundaries with myself and with my kids and all of that. So for me, it's really like I'm very transparent with my clients now. It's 9 to 3. I'm available for Voxer, email, whatever you need from me, work-wise. But after 3, kids. And it's how
Yes.
often do we need to share with other people that, we are not available. So then we give ourselves permission to actually not be available. And yeah, we started this business for clear reason of being present for our family. But how many people who are listening to this podcast may feel on the verge of burning out because they're just working the whole time, plus taking on other responsibilities, whether it's taking care of their children or taking care of an elderly parent or taking care of a friend who is sick, like whatever is happening in your life, everyone is having a lot happening in their life. And this is where burnout happened, which is, 70% now of people are burning out. So really having those clear boundaries, yes, it is hard, but start communicating around you about those boundaries, so then it's easier to implement. So you mentioned it, why you created your business, but I love to always ask this question as we approach to the close. What is your legacy? What do you want to leave behind you? I know a bit the answer because we chatted about it, but what is your legacy with Mahalo Eco Blinds? What do you want to leave behind you?
So, I guess to be honest, I probably haven't really thought about what I want to leave behind me with this. It probably still comes back to family. I want to be able to create an experience for my children, and I want to be able to show them what a mum can do, as well as be a mum. My mum was absolutely amazing, and she was full into mumming. She was a mum. She didn't have another job, and I love that. And I want to show my kids that we can balance it out and, be this business owner and create financial freedom for our family, as well as being there fully for my mum, for my kids. I also set out to help other mums because I really, really struggled, and I probably didn't talk about it much, but I struggled a lot having 2 kids under 2, and I was definitely depressed and had a lot of anxiety. I ended up in hospital with my first panic attack, and for me, it was all around sleep. And I feel like if I can help other mums in some way, then that's a win. And because it's a tough time, and if I can help, that's all that matters to me.
That is so beautiful. And another connection we have, because same, I have 2 under 2 and no family support. And I shared openly about it, about how I suffered from postnatal depression after having my second daughter. It was too much. I think I just did it as a consulting, strategy consulting project. Let's have 2 kids and, we're done with nappies very quickly and they can play together and da 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 da. Let's work this out as a project. And yeah, it didn't go as well as I expected. And definitely sleep has been one of the hardest part of the journey for us. And it is still part of our journey. Like our daughters don't sleep well still at 5 and 7. So I really like if anyone is listening to this and you can reach out to us and chat about this and really get the support. Like for me, it was very helpful to have a support network around me to really nurture me and nourish me in that time. So thank you for being open and sharing that
Absolutely.
vulnerably because I think it's important conversation to have. Yet a lot of people are very ashamed about, oh my gosh, it didn't go that well. You know, I didn't enjoy fully the first few years. And it's okay. And it may happen later. You may never feel that, but I really felt it like the first 2 years, and especially having my second one having strong reflux and my first one being neurodivergent. I am telling you,
Yes.
I was like, this is the hardest project I took on in my
Yes.
life. Growing
Harlow
a
had silent
business.
reflux. Yeah. Reflux is just
21 months of
insane.
silent reflux for Luke was insane. So it's like for me, growing a business is easy compared to writing.
Yes. Yep, that's very
Love
true.
that. So to before we go to the fire question, I know you have a lot of wisdom to impart to any of our listener who are in the middle of creating their business or growing their business. What are any things that really helped you in your own journey for growing your business? It can be something in your life, it can be something strategic, process, operational, whatever. Any tips you can share to anyone who is right now a conscious entrepreneur like we are on this podcast, so looking to protect the planet, living a better planet, looking to, you know, helping other people to have a better life and all of that. So any tips for anyone who is right now in it?
Sure. So I was thinking about this actually the other day, and what I have been doing recently is making a journal of everything positive that has happened that is working towards my goal, because I feel like it's so easy to slip into, oh, this isn't working, this isn't happening. But if we keep a record of all the positive things that are happening, we can see that we're actually are moving forward. And I think it's a good reminder then to go back and think, oh, that happened. I totally forgot that happened. That's amazing. That was really cool. So, definitely keeping a journal of the positives would be my main takeaway, especially if you are prone to that self-doubt, and self-consciousness.
I love it. I have a jar on my desk, which is, you know, every end of the week, I put a post-it where I write, what have I done this week? So either it's an achievement, it's a growth, it's something that I had said I would do and I've done it. Can be very simple, or it can be a big thing. And then what I love to do is at the end of the year, I open that jar and I look at all the things that I've achieved. And we have this ritual as a family as well, the gratitude that we do every Sunday. So we have this big jar downstairs for everyone to put, and it's so good to, you know, unpack this any moment of doubt and all of that. I love these tips because it's so important because our brain will just go to the things that don't go well. And that's how it's happening so many times. And I need to go back and open that jar, or I need to go back and look at, I have a Trello board where I have all the love letter from clients. So, you know, when you eventually send me a nice Instagram message, then I screenshot it and I put it in that thing, and it's just for me. It's not to share on social media. It's just for me on those days when I'm like, what's happening? No one is signing up for this, or what's happening? You know, it's not going as well as I wanted it to go. What's happening? I'm such, you know, an imposter, la la la. I just open that Trello board and I have all the love letter, which are structured around different topic and so on. And I'm like, And then you're like, I'm gonna keep going. There's a
Yes, it
time.
fills your cup. Yeah, it fills you up. And it's because often, I would say not to look back into the future too much, because we can get caught up on the things that we're missing or that we've lost. But I think if we write all the positive stuff that happens, it's nice to look back and see how far we've come.
Definitely. And you've come so far. I'm celebrating you. Like, I just love everything you're doing. It's amazing. We'll put all the links in the show notes and we'll give you the opportunity just at the end of the podcast to share a bit more about the new collection. But Lish is not only an amazing human, a sacred CEO, she's also creating a movement with her business. So let's jump in the fire question. You're ready? So you answer with whatever is popping in your brain. Okay. So intuition is.
The voice I hear.
Yes, strategy is.
Strategy is something I need to work on.
Good. Business is.
Business is a roller coaster.
Yes.
A
Something
fun
I'm
one.
a fun one. A fun roller coaster. Are you happy to be on it?
Yeah.
Something I wish I knew sooner is.
Things take time
Yes.
and to be patient and yeah, things
And
take
you've
time.
illustrated it so well, you know, the years of maturating this store, this business, and you know the way you told us the story. And what I love to always remind my clients is the best cheese and the best wine. And we know that French are good with cheese and wine. Not saying that we are
Yes.
not good with cheese and wine, but French are better. Let's end the debate. It takes time to make a good
Yes.
wine, and it takes time to make a good cheese. So yes,
Yes.
it takes time.
Yeah, it's like planting the seed and, not expecting it to grow instantly.
Exactly. Despite all the, you know, marketing hooks that we see out there, something I
Yes.
want to share with everyone.
Something I want to share with everyone. Oh, that's a tricky one. That we all have the ability to hear our intuition clearly. It's about sitting still, and I actually have the tattoo, be still and know, which I need to take notice of more often. But yeah, I think be still, even if it's 15 minutes a day, that's all we need is just to be still, whether it's in nature, and listen. And eventually we'll hear our intuition.
Love it. Thank you so much, Lish, for coming today. So for anyone who's like, ooh, Lish business, can you share with us how they can connect with you? Anything about the upcoming collection? Whatever you want to share with us, it's time to really shine the light on your business.
Sure. So you can find us at mahaloecoblinds.com.au. And I am happy to answer any questions. I am customer service still at the moment, so it's always me that you're dealing with. I'm happy to help. We have the new collection in production now, and it should be available within the next 6 weeks, so early April, hopefully. And as I said, we've collaborated with an Indigenous artist, and we're The difference with this collection too is that we've made the designs to fit both horizontal and vertical windows, which is really cool. So the design's not going sideways on your window. Yeah, so it's really exciting, and hopefully we have that available soon.
Amazing. Thank you so much, Lish, for coming today.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. And that's a wrap. Thank you so much for tuning into the Essential Shift podcast today. I hope you enjoyed it. Please subscribe, leave a review, and even give it a shout out on social media. You can find me at essential.shift on Instagram. Until next episode. Blessed be.